Welcome to another exciting episode of Chuwali Bing podcast channel. In spirit of nurturing the next generation of young football players, Chuwali Bing collaborates with former Australian football legend Tim Cahill, hosting two workshops on April 1st and 4th, 2024. For guests and aspiring young Maldivians, Cahill, who formerly played for the Australia national team, was the first Australian to score a goal at the FIFA World Cup, having scored 50 goals in 108 caps between 2004 and 2018. Cahill is the leading goal scorer for Australia. Drawing from Cahill's extensive football experience and knowledge, his coaching sessions centre upon mastering technical drills, turning practice skills into fun and engaging games. With a key focus on holistic development, Cahill believes in creating a supportive environment where every youngster feels valued and encouraged to reach their full potential. Since the opening in late 2021, Chuwali Bing has been committed to supporting neighbouring island communities and the well-being of its residents. This Easter invites young guests as well as a group of enthusiastic teens from Ikoradu School to participate in one of the football workshops led by Cahill, inspiring multi-generational play. And Tim Cahill is here with us. Welcome to this amazing episode. Mahaba. How are you, Mahaba? How are you today?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
Amazing. We are very pleased and honoured to have you with us, especially on such an occasion as Easter. So let me start by giving you the questions, because I know our audience are really willing to hear what you have to say today to us. So why did you choose Chuwali Bing to start with, to host this experience?
I think firstly, one of the most exciting things about Chuwali Bing, it's set across four pillars. It's microbiome, skin, energy and mind. I played for 20 years as a professional footballer across five continents, starting in England, moving to America, then to China, to Australia and then India. So I learned a lot about mind, body, being professional and trying to be the best I could be. So playing across all these countries, learning about different cultures, learning about different ways of high performance. Chuwali Bing provides an amazing environment for me to reset, because I'm very busy. Life after football, it's been 5 years retired with big responsibilities. As the technical director of Qatar national team, advisor to the new president of the federation, and also the chief sports officer of Aspire Academy. So to say on that, I get to enjoy putting my body back together mentally and physically, and enjoying the treatments, enjoying the sound healing sessions, Pilates, yoga in the morning and the sunrise, loads of different things. But then at the same time, one of the nicest things was holding this football camp for the guests. Inspiring young boys and girls on the island. Some boys and girls can be shy and a little bit nervous to come, but the nicest thing for me is making it inclusive, having fun. Yes, we learn many different skills, from ball techniques to kicking a ball to having fun to scoring goals and little mini World Cups, but at the same time it's about bringing people together.
Correct.
And I think that's the beauty. And then with that as well, we have another training camp with the local kids from the local island in Ikoradu School, and we'll have 16 to 20 kids. And I'm excited because it's also about giving back. So this is just small elements. And for me, it's a real pleasure.
I'm sure they will be so happy to have you and play football with them. They are so... It's going to be an amazing experience for them. So indeed, you were inspired by the four pillars of Chuwali Bing.
Yeah, definitely, because when you're a professional, you want to stay physically fit, but also mentally fit. Because
exactly.
I call it from the pitch to the boardroom. With me now, I have to be mentally ready to attack the day. So there's many responsibilities I have, from the first team to the under 23s to seven different sports to the football curriculum in Qatar and also running a football club. But the main things are feeling good, eating well, thinking well. And I've had this moment now to stop and reset and say, wow, like, you know, I did so many different things from treatments being here, whether it's massages, whether it's doing some training or cryotherapy. And basically for me, I'm very energetic. So I've been playing paddle, I've been playing football, I've been using the gym. And it encourages you to go to sleep early and wake up early. So it's some of these things that you forget. So I'm very, very happy with the itinerary that I've been given, because I was like, wow, sound healing today. What sound healing? Then I'm like, yoga at 7:10. I'm like, oh, so you go to yoga, you meet different people, you meditate. So I think this really encourages you to be a better human being, but at the same time to respect your body and give something back to yourself for the wellness side.
Correct. I think you have already answered my second question about how well your journey has been so far with us in Juwadi Being.
Yeah, the journey is about the itinerary. You know, they give you things you can't see about your body. They teach you things that you didn't know. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, I did the Watsu today in the pool, and I felt like I was flying, and I let go of my body, and I'm in the water, and someone's holding me up, and very vulnerable, very open, and an experience I've never had before, but coming out feeling light and free. Now, that's pretty incredible, because I've never experienced it, and that's why getting up at 7 a.m. to be at Pilates or to be at yoga and listening to this, they play this chime, it's like a dung, vibrate. And every time you hear it, it's very healing and soothing. But being close to water, being close to the sand, and also close to people that encourage you to live and eat better. You know, looking at the menu, it's all around, you know, it's no sugar, it's gluten-free, it's all these things. So I've definitely already implemented, especially in my assessment, which was probably one of the best things I did with Seneca. She, we had a long chat just about things that I can improve and tools that I can use with finding solutions for eating better, and also areas to focus on. Because, yes, I'm very fit, but that assessment that we did, I think it was called the TLA on the Quest 4, wow, I'm going through my report and now asking in questions while we're in the resort, and speaking to a lot of the staff who are helping me on my well-being journey.
Exactly. So you learn about yourself even more.
100%. And I thought I was pretty fit, and I thought that I knew a lot after 20 years of football. But this Jolie Being experience is definitely something that I have a lot of people messaging me and asking me, where am I? What are you doing? Yeah. This looks incredible. And I think that's the most encouraging thing, is I'm really enjoying this journey.
I'm sure you are. What would you say your best experience you had among our offerings here at Juwadi Being?
From a wellness perspective, would have to be just taking in the treatments and in embracing the itinerary, because this is something that normally when you go to a resort or a spa, you're just booking a massage or you're just booking something. But here you've got sound healing, you've got Watsu. It's there and it encourages you. So I'd say that, but the best has to be the kids. The best has to be at lunch, and a little boy coming up to me and saying, look, thanks so much for my book. You know, or a little girl saying hello by the pool that I only met yesterday, and we had a, you know, started at, what was it, 3:45, and we went till 5 o'clock. But even the kids didn't want to leave, and then the parents come out and they played. And I think that's the most exciting thing, is inspiring kids to be active, not inspiring our kids to want to be the best professional footballer like me or anyone, or the best gymnast or whatever. I think it's important that we inspire kids to be inspired just to play and have fun and smile. And that made me very happy, because I write children's books and I wanted to bring the children's books and give them to the kids and leave them with something. And so I think that for me makes me very happy. and I'm excited to work with the locals from Ingaratu because I've had experiences before in many countries working with the locals, and it leaves a lot, and I look forward to seeing the town as well.
I'm sure usually it keeps like an impact into their lives, meeting a famous football player. I want to be in that place to feel what they are feeling. All right, so tell us about the two football workshops that you are hosting in Juwadi Bing this Easter.
Yeah, so the first football workshop was a range of kids, and we had 50%, or if not just over 50%, of the kids staying on the island, because there's not many kids that are here, roughly 18 kids, but to have 10 kids show up, and I'm talking 4-year-olds, 2 6-year-olds, 9, 11, 14, and I think a 15-year-old.
Wow, you remember all of them.
Well, I wrote down all their ages because for me it's really important to separate in groups so my coaches can train them. We all train the same thing. If you're good at it, you do the exercise faster. And if you're beginning, you do it slower. So I like using ladders and hurdles for coordination. I like this, so they learn the running style, so they understand. Because this is what I did in the Premier League. This is what I did with my national team. And then from that, they finish with goals. You know, you dribble in and out of cones, ball manipulation, loads of touches, loads of games. And then from that, then you go into knocking the cones over, Star Wars, where there's one team on the other side and they're counting the points, and in the end, they're all screaming. But basically, for me, in the end, it's playing the game, you know. And it's such a beautiful thing, because the great thing about football, we might not know each other, and these kids didn't, but they left being great friends. And we don't all speak the same language, but football has its own language. So I think that's the nicest thing, because this is a a beautiful place to be. It's an amazing group of staff and families. And for me, I like to connect people. I think it's part of me, is a lot in football, and throughout my career, I've made it a strong name for myself from creating a culture, from creating, you know, a good environment in the changing room, on the football pitch. And when you lead, whether you're a captain or not a captain, people follow you. And I think that's the nicest thing, when you have that communication skills to work with everyone, and also to enjoy being present. And I suppose that's probably one of the biggest things here in Jolly Being, is that mindset of being present and taking in such amazing surroundings.
I think football is an international language everyone speaks. You chose the right career then. All right, then tell us also about the first workshop that you had with guests, kits and key takeaways.
I think the key takeaways is very simple, because I always like to make sure I stay engaged and have this communication with the kids, which is something that I have. Like today is the day after the can, and we have a game at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the kids are going to be there, but the parents are there. So it's not just about the kids. This is about the connection, where you have one of the fathers, some of the mothers still watching, and also some of the staff from Jolly Bing.
They joined, you know, also.
Yes, they joined, that are playing. We had a 77 game, if not, maybe could have been more. And then when we finished at roughly 6:15, after playing for an hour, and also the GM played, which was amazing. Everyone went and got changed. I think it's encouraging togetherness. It's encouraging a community, and making sure that this stays. So my key takeaways is always to improve. It's always, what can I add? What can I do more of? And also to listen to the kids. And that's the best thing, in the parents. So, if we do this again, then for sure I'll be designing kits and, you know, different equipment and things like that. But they all got medals, and they all got a beautiful medal which was made of wood, and it was engraved with like the burnt lettering, and had all the stuff on there, which I thought was really creative, and children's book. So they were really happy.
I'm sure they are. Talking earlier about the four pillars of Juwali being, how do you think they are connected to these workshops and how they align with you as well as Juwali being concept?
Yeah, I think they're aligned because basically it's about wellness. It's about, you have energy, which is the excitement, which is taking part, it's being physical. The mindset is, being out there, wanting to win, wanting to score, and also just to try, because I had four or five girls out at the group yesterday, four girls that are on the pitch, really young, and what really impressed me was how they just fearless, and that's a mindset, getting in there, and at the start they're shy, but I think that's part of the journey with the coaches, is to work with them and to show them that everyone can do a skill or a drill. Everyone can. I really believe that part of my philosophy is to show them, to explain, and then to teach, but at the same time to slow it right down and break it up, because it's not a race.
Mm-hmm.
What it is, it's about trying, and then after, the kids can go home and they can continue this, and that's why, for me, the wellness side of it, the Jolly Bean experience, the whole ethos around the four pillars, I really thought about trying to implement some of that methodology and that philosophy into the training camp.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Still talking about Jolly Bean concept, and we have in our concept the joy of weightlessness. So what does that mean to you?
Oh, the joy of weightlessness. Well, I think I experienced that because it's, if I can put in my own words, it's taking in the itinerary, embracing the treatments, and coming out feeling light,
mm-hmm.
free.
Correct.
Coming out feeling like, wow, I deserve this. I work so hard.
Mm-hmm.
We spend so much time in a world that goes 24/7, then we get to come to this place that's magical. But when you leave, whether it's a treatment or you're in the swimming pool or you're in the spa, you come out feeling light and free.
Mm-hmm.
And the What's It Today was the perfect experience. I think that epitomizes weightlessness.
It does.
Yeah, meditation.
It does.
And, even the Thai massage, I come out feeling like, because I needed it the day before camp. And the lady, Gar, who did it, just made me feel like I was ready to play in the game, that was back in the day. So I you get to talk to your therapist. So they talk to you, they explain, and then you see them around the island. So it's a conversation that's ongoing. And so my conversation with Sanika is ongoing because it's well-being. It's emails. It's now about, I'm asking more about meditation, or I'm asking more about, some of these four pillars, the things that I can do better, because they're the experts, right? And for me, I'm somebody that likes to learn and be educated.
Mm-hmm. I'm really happy that you enjoyed all the experiences and the treatments you had. From you now to the rest of the people, any advice that you would give to the youngsters and football enthusiasts to inspire the next generation?
Yes. What I would give as my advice to kids is to try your hardest, play football or any sport with a smile on your face, and be fearless, because to get to where I've got to in my life is I've made many, many mistakes. I've missed the goal many, many times. But when that one time you make a nice pass, or you score a goal, or you even just get to share a pitch with your teammate, that's the joy and celebration that I've had. So be fearless and have fun.
Great. Thank you so much. We have been honoured to have you on this podcast. And thank you for visiting us in Juwali Bean, and hoping to welcome you again soon.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Nika. Help. Thank you.